Inherently Happy, episode 340. Justifiably Mean. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends. I want to be nice, but sometimes I feel the urge to be mean, especially if someone else is being mean. It's hard to maintain being nice in the face of mean folks. And I don't just want to be nice for the heck of it, but I want to encourage other people to be nice. Now, if they're nice already, then they don't really need it. But if they're mean, they definitely might. I used to take on those charity cases, try to show a mean kid what it's like to be nice. And with some of them, some of the good ones, I saw that they could be nice. They were just very choosy about it, opinionated. But I showed them that some of those opinions may have been based on assumptions rather than facts, and so I'd introduce them to people who they otherwise might never have met to show them that strangers aren't so scary. Other people, however, I'd come to find were a lot like my dad and seemed to have, at some point, made peace with their own bad behavior and just leaned into it, trying to be as mean as they possibly could. Is it ever okay to be mean? Well, I don't know if I'd frame it as being okay, but it may prove to be an effective tactic in extreme cases. My mom was very strong-willed, but very nice. And I saw how she had lots of friends, did lots of activities, belonged to lots of groups, and was on a lot of committees. But I also saw how being nice looked hard. What with the trying to make everybody feel good all the time and apologizing for things that aren't your fault and generally getting disregarded and underestimated as a result. My dad, on the other hand, was very impulsive and, yes, very mean. And I saw how he had almost no friends, nothing much to do, belonged to very few groups, and yet how much he clearly enjoyed being mean. It was like a huge release for him. Yelling, screaming, and cursing at us one second, and then getting eerily calm the next and asking what we wanted for dinner. I saw how easy being mean seemed to be for him. Not caring about anyone else's feelings, taking zero blame, even when something was clearly your fault. And nobody messed with you more than once. If I wanted to have friends and not get walked all over, then I had to be somewhere in the middle, somewhere between nice and mean. When Mom was in hospice, she stopped being quite so nice. She didn't go full mean or anything. That wasn't her way. But she admitted how most of those committees she was on piled all their work on her because she was nice. I've tried to be nice. I've even tried to make friends with mean people in the hopes of turning them nice. Couldn't do it for my dad, but I couldn't even get these people to be nice to me. It was like being back home. Eventually, I had to admit defeat and sever all communications with some of them. I still wished them well and hoped happy would bring smiles and warm their hearts. But after a while, I could no longer hold on to the illusion that they would ever change. Their own inner happy selves were covered and confused by their own guilt, fear, and bitterness. So I know all too well that some people refuse to let go of their anger and hatred. It's what they know. It's what keeps them going at full steam. And they would need a real shock to make them ever doubt such a mean outlook. And at the last, if ever they did appreciate my sticking around for as long as I did, which was far longer than anyone else, then perhaps only my absence could provide that perspective-changing shock. My last happy act to show them some tough love. Maybe they need to go to their room and think about what they did to the only friend they had in the world to finally make them say, enough! It's mean True, but if it ultimately helps, then perhaps it's justifiably mean. Ha ha. Yowza.